Officials, fire, multiple explosions at Georgia chemical plant. By Ethan Lechman on November 7, 2022. A fire broke out Monday morning at the Symrise chemical plant Colonel's Island near Brunswick, Georgia, causing multiple explosions, according to officials. The plant fire was reported at around 3:36 a.m., prompting evacuation orders for the plant and residents within a one-mile radius, according to the Glynn County Board of Commissioners. Residents within a three-mile radius are also asked to shelter in place. The neighborhoods that were evacuated include Hickory Bluff, Sanctuary Cove, Still Shores, and Royal Oaks, per the Glynn County Sheriff's Office. Those being evacuated are urged to go to the PSA Recreation Center at 1050 Wildcat Drive in Kingsland. The Sheriff's Office also stated that multiple explosions were reported. All fire units within the area responded to the scene, including additional units from Camden, Nahunta, and Brunswick. A hazmat team from Jacksonville, Florida, was also called in. While the fire is now contained and will burn out, the Glynn County Board of Commissioners noted that wind shift is still a concern. Fire Captain Eric Proswimmer, who was called in with Jacksonville fire crews, told the Associated Press that the heat from the fire caused three metal tanks containing chemicals to explode. "It's not widespread, it's not crazy right now," Proswimmer added. "But we've got chemicals that are hazardous and we are staying back from them at this time." One firefighter was taken to hospital while battling the blaze due to exhaustion. Symrise, a German-based company that produces flavors and fragrances for food and cosmetic products, released a statement to the AP and Fox News regarding the fire. "Given first estimates, no one got injured and there is no danger to employees or residents. Local fire brigades and police fully control the situation on site," the statement read. The statement continued, "The fire occurred during the regular production hours for the manufacture of fragrance ingredients. Currently, Symrise has no reason to believe that the fire will cause additional health hazards to the local community. An investigation will be conducted after the fire is extinguished." You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.